Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all didn't miss me too badly. I apologize. I have taken a couple weeks off for Thanksgiving and to get things back in order. So we are here this evening. I'm so glad. I've already got a couple of callers waiting for me. As I said earlier, my name is Miss Holly, and this is the Sassy Southern and Psychic Show. We do reading. I do readings here for my clients, and I also do prophetic words. We can also talk about your spiritual gifts and how to help you hone those skills. So that's what we're here for this evening. Let's go ahead and get started with our first caller. And our first caller is... Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Oh, hi. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
How can I help you today, sweet pea?
This is the first time I'm calling, so I'm not exactly sure how you do it. Do you you want me to ask you a question or?
Sure, you can ask me a question, or if you have an area that you need me to pull a card for, or a question about spiritual gifts or anything like that. Yeah, whatever you feel comfortable talking about.
Spiritual gifts sound pretty interesting.
Okay.
All
righty.
Do that.
Okay. Absolutely. You're an empath. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you are, and it's, this is, I don't want to belittle what you are going through, but this is pretty common with empaths. You're worn out from everybody else's gunk.
Yeah, you got that right. Sure.
I mean, it's
right,
like,
right, yeah.
And you're a very compassionate person, but you've kind of had it up to, your eyeballs with everybody else's stuff. You're the type of person that everybody comes over and dumps all their problems on you, and they feel 8 million times better, and then they leave your house and you want to kick the dog. hypothetically,
yeah.
not really. We're not going to really kick the dog.
No, I know. I know what you're saying.
But I don't want PETA calling me. But one of the things that I'm finding what I'm seeing with you is that I don't think that you're aware of how powerful you are. In fact, I know you're not. You're not aware of it. You have a lot of abilities where you can control the energy around you. Okay? And I'm going to give you a couple of pointers on how to protect yourself from everybody else's energy and stuff, because I think this is going to help you out. The first thing is, and this is going to sound really crazy and 1950s housewifey, but just go with me here, okay? Vacuum your house. Because when you vacuum your house and you visualize, what I want you to do is when you're vacuuming your house, visualize all the negative energy in the house being sucked up in the vacuum cleaner. And then when immediately after you finish vacuuming, take
right.
that bag outside and empty it. I will tell you how often I actually, I spoiled myself a couple of weeks ago. I got one of those Shark robo thingy. Vacuumies.
Yeah, things. I know you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that is my new favorite psychic toy, because It literally vacuums up the negative energy and the gunk every day in my house. And I don't have to do anything. I've got a very bad back. And I'm 56. So as I get older, vacuuming is not as much fun as it used to be. So I still vacuum the whole house myself probably twice a week, but for the day-to-day stuff, I have a thing. But it's the world's greatest thing. And the other thing is that this is an old Victorian trick that I learned from a friend of mine years and years ago. The Victorians used to brush their carpets before the invention of the Hoover. And they would brush in with salt. And salt negates negative energy. So if you want to get, and I'm saying very finely ground salt, if you can find some finely ground kosher salt or in a pinch, Morton salt, but I really don't recommend that because of the iodine in it, but just sprinkle a little bit on your carpets and vacuum it up and it will change the energy just like that. Just like that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't thought of that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you are surrounded by energy vampires. They don't want to deal with their stuff, but they also suck you dry. So you've got a double whammy going there.
I got what going on here?
A double whammy. A double whammy.
Yeah.
You're getting hit from all sides, The way things are going right now, I mean, let's just all face it. The world is kind of in a, hot mess at the moment. And so we can do one of two things. We can adapt and learn to flourish in this environment, or we can be absolutely cotton pick and miserable. I do not want to be miserable.
Yeah.
So,
great.
that's one of the reasons that I started this show was because I do psychic readings and that type of thing, but my main thing is to help people use their own gifts and to control the energy around them with very simple, non-hoogee-woogee, woo-woo, fixes. You know, I'm not going to tell you to go get a chicken and cut its head off and let it bleed all over the floor because, frankly, that's just animal cruelty and gross. The other thing is that citrus this time of year is really, really good to clean with.
I am not
sponsored by Mrs. Myers in any way, shape, or form. I have to say that disclaimer. But Mrs. Myers has an orange clove scent. They have a lemon verbena scent, and they are wonderful. They are the greatest things next to mankind. I love the orange clove scent in the wintertime. Orange and lemon will actually help lift the spirits. It helps you get out of depression and that type of thing. The orange represents the sun.
Right.
So we're not having a whole lot of sun right now. So if you want to bring that sunshiny feel back into your life, orange.
Right.
Orange scent will do that. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right.
I'll try all those things. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Do you see me? I was trying for a part-time job. Do you see any coming my way soon?
Well, this is interesting. Let me pull one. I pulled one card. I don't see anything coming until January. That's going to be a significant opportunity. But let me tell you what else I pulled. I pulled the Ace of Summer. And how interesting is the waking of psychic abilities and spiritual epiphanies.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yep. So
okay.
Be a little more aware of the your spirit guides knocking on the door and saying, "Yoo-hoo, I'm here. Listen to me."
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have to develop it more. I mean, I'm becoming more and more aware of it. I'm trying to connect more. So getting quiet, you know, trying to meditate and get quiet.
Okay.
And get messages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. May I have your name so I can address you properly?
Oh, my name is Rose.
Rose. Oh, I love that name. Rose, honey, we don't try to meditate. That's an oxymoron. Because what you end up doing is looking constipated while you're trying to meditate.
That's not a good feeling.
No, not really. I mean, and this is going to sound very sexist, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail for this, but when we try to, you know, men, bless their hearts, I love men, but trying to teach, you know, men to meditate is different. So if you are not comfortable or don't get anything out of sitting and going om or listening to a guided meditation or anything like that, which I don't do, to be real honest with you, I have tried it for years. It's not my thing. Okay. What I do is I go for a walk in the woods.
Oh yeah, I do that too. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rose. Yeah.
No, I said I think I get messages that way when I do that.
That's your meditation, sweet pea. That's your quiet place. That's your sacred time. So don't try to break something that's not broken.
Right.
Don't try to fix something. Yeah. So, I mean, trying to meditate and that type of thing, your guides tell me that you've already got that down and there's not anything for you to really fix on that. I realize winter is coming. I like walking in the cold because I like to bundle up and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when you do that, that's your meditation time. It doesn't have to be this formal, you know, now I'm going to sit down and meditate.
Right.
You know, it's spirit time, and whatever that looks like for you, that's okay. Totally okay.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I do enjoy that. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thanks for calling. I hope I hear from you again.
All right. Yeah.
Bye,
sure.
Sugar. Bye.
All right.
Okay. Bye,
bye-bye.
Rose. Have a good evening.
Bye. Bye. You too. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate Rose calling. And just for y'all to know, this is the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. I've been on hiatus for 2 weeks, but we are back now. We are going to be here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 8 until 9 p.m. If you would like to get a reading or a prophetic word from me, you can give us a call at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And I do have a really fun announcement to make. Mondays are going to be dream interpretation nights. We're going to dedicate Mondays to our dreams. A lot of people are having very vivid dreams or experiencing vivid dreams the first time because of the shifts that are going on and what's going on in our world right now. So I have one of my closest friends in the world is named Marin. And she is a dream interpreter. She also teaches dream interpretive classes. And she is a dear friend of mine. We've known each other for over 20 years. So she is going to be joining me on Mondays here on the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, Sassy Southern and Psychic. So please, please, please come and visit us on Mondays at 8 o'clock. And again, that number to call is 516-387-1921. Alrighty, let's go ahead and go to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Holly. How are you? This is Sharon. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Sharon. How are you, sweet pea?
Good. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
I did. It was a busy Thanksgiving, but it was good. It was really, really good. But I'm glad to be back on my show. I missed y'all.
Good.
This is kind of my peace time. So
I'm very peaceful. Yeah.
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was really, really good, actually. And I also had a foster dog, but I just got him adopted on Sunday. I foster dogs. I've been doing that since I work at home. So we had mm-hmm. fun with him. He was such a good little boy. Oh, my God. But it was different because my dad died this year. But it's okay. It was good.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do the foster thing, though, Sharon, because I think I'd get too attached to everything.
This one I
and I would.
I do. I know.
And I would be crying all the time. So.
And I'm not sure I'm going to be working permanently at home yet until March, so I can't adopt until I know that for sure. That's why I'm not adopting yet. When I find out, they get homes. Oh, every one of them has been wonderful. I'll probably get another one in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure, or next week or two. I always get them.
Oh, wow.
But
that's wonderful.
I know.
How can I help you?
My question to you is for 2021, how do you see my mm-hmm. career going, my job?
I see it going
busy
well.
Lately. Oh, busy lately.
Good.
I hope
but
so.
I see it going well. I see it going well. And
this
I see things
move.
Being permanent and being more solidified for you.
Do you feel they're going to offer permanent by the spring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The one woman that's been kind of... The one woman that's kind of, I can't say kind of, she is. She can be dishonest. She's always blaming things on people. She's been very, her initials J. She's been so nice to me the past week, very, very cordial. I just was curious as to what changed her thought process.
Getting yelled at by her boss.
Did she? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she
there's no mystery there. You know. No, it's not just from you, but yeah, no, there's mystery. No, there's no mystery there. Yeah, she has to be nice to you. They would prefer to keep you than her at this point, and I think that they probably told her that.
Wow, she's changed. She's done a total, not that she was ever really nasty to me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But she's really changed her tune. I'm getting a lot more work, too.
Good. Good.
So you feel my finances?
They're going to get better next year. Everything's going to shore up next year. Because right now I'm seeing everything kind of like on sand, you know?
Okay.
And it's all kind of wobbly. I mean, it's there, but it's wobbly. And I see everything shoring up next year. So...
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a much better year for you next year.
Oh, good, because it's wobbly because I don't know if I'm going to be there next year, you know. I'd love to work at home. You do feel I'm going to be able to work at home a couple days,
mm-hmm.
don't you? It's going to end up being like that.
Yeah, that's not going to change for anybody anytime soon. So,
do you feel anybody in my department, there's six of us, do you feel any of them moving on or going somewhere in a different department?
There's
or anything?
An older lady that's going to move on.
Okay, go on.
And but I think it looks like she's going to retire or move. So I don't see her staying with the company at all. I see her, moving on with her life to a different stage of her life.
You got that right on. She's 65. She's going to be 65 this year.
Yeah, she's going to move on. It's going to be a good thing, but she's not terribly happy about it because her plans have not come to fruition yet, and there's a lot of doubt. And, I mean, it doesn't take a psychic to understand that. There's a lot of doubt going on simply because, we in a hot mess. So, you know, there's a lot of doubt going on as far as, you know, what she's going to do and that type of thing. But she's tired and she really wants to do something else with her life at this point.
She works with
a
dog. She really does.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's worn out. She really is.
Yeah.
So
anything else you can pick up? Other than my job is going to be good next year. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, your job's going to be great next year. And just look forward to... We need to start working on your spiritual gifts. That's what we need to work on with you. That's what I was thinking about. Because I was thinking about you the other day. Yes.
I think so.
Because, yeah, oh, I know so. Because you can do what I do. You've been holding out on me. Huh?
I have a deck of tarot cards every Sunday. I know how to read for the week. What's going to go on? I read for the every Sunday. I read for my 7 days, and my golly, I can't really interpret it. But with the cards, the way the pictures look, it usually always ends up. It's the exact people that come up show up. Yeah, it's amazing. But yes, I do that. Like for this week, this past Sunday, I got the Sun card. Tomorrow I'm getting my hair done. The Sun has a lot to do with that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're crowning glory.
So I do that every Sunday, but I do it as a hobby. I would never do it, you know, as a job or anything, but I am very spiritual, but I pray to God. That's my spirituality more. It really is. And my angels, that's what I do mostly.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that, you know, if anybody, this is my pet peeve, and I can talk with you about this because you're one of my regulars and we friends. So, but what I do does not come from me. It is not me. Okay.
That's a good point. You're right.
It's not me. It's God or angels or that. It's not me. The only difference between me and, you know, I guess about 80% of the population is that I learned at a very, very early age to depend upon them out of necessity. I was very, when I was a little girl, I did not have very good eyesight. And my parents did not know that. And because I got around just fine. And I didn't get glasses until I was in the fourth grade. But I learned to depend upon my angels and spirit guides when I was teeny tiny. So the only difference between, you know, me and, you know, someone else is the fact that I've just been doing this longer. And I know for a fact that it's real. I don't have any doubt about it because, you know, it's been part of my life since the beginning. All children can do this, and then it's socialized out of
that.
And then we spend the rest of our lives wandering around going, what have we lost?
Yeah, that's interesting. Wow.
So,
go
ahead, sweet. No, go on.
I was going to say, I have one final question. Do you feel a relationship coming in next year for me?
Yeah, March.
Wow.
March.
I did meet someone walking my dog, but he wasn't for me. I do meet, you know, I'm at the age now, if they have issues, it's a forget it. You know, I can't deal with that. But in March, I'm going to meet someone. Do you feel it's going to be a lasting relationship?
I think it's going to be a lasting relationship, but it's not going to be a traditional relationship like you've had in the past. You're not into taking care of people anymore.
I know.
And
except my puppies.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And that's okay. That is okay. You can have a relationship, you can have a boyfriend, you can have those things. You don't need to live together and you can court, but you still live separately. You still have your separate lives. And that's kind of what you want. You want somebody to love and to, you know, be a companion, that type of thing. But you don't want another set of problems. And you don't want to have to clean up after anybody. metaphorically or physically.
That's funny. Do you feel it'll be a lasting relationship, though?
I do. I do find it that it's going to be a very lasting relationship and a very satisfying relationship. But it's going to be a relationship on your terms.
Yeah, because I would live with somebody, and then marriage would come next. I would just, I don't even think that far. I meet them first. I don't get obsessed with stuff like that.
Well,
you do feel,
it's,
yeah, go on.
Yeah, I feel that it will be a very good relationship, a close relationship. As far as living with somebody or getting married, I don't think that that's going to be the case, and I think you're going to be okay with that. It doesn't,
okay.
It doesn't negate the relationship at all. It just gives
okay.
you some space and some independence that you have grown accustomed to, and that's a good thing.
I know. I know. That's interesting. But I will meet him in March.
Absolutely.
Perfect. And you are right
all
about
right.
my spirituality. Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome, sweet pea.
Bye,
it's good to talk with you. I'll talk with you later. Oh, come back on Monday for sure, because Marin is amazing.
For her dream?
Amazing.
I
yes.
have one dream
that I have all the time. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. If I call
no.
in, I'll ask her. I haven't had it in a while, thank God. It's not, okay, but whatever.
I will listen to one. I think it's interesting.
Thank you.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Not a problem.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So good to hear from her. Let's see who's next. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't think I was going to get in, so I'm totally shocked here.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I'm sorry, it's Kathy from Georgia.
I'm in Georgia, too. Woohoo!
Oh, suburban of Atlanta?
Huh?
Are you suburban of Atlanta?
Yeah, I am north of Atlanta. I'm in the North Georgia Mountains around Canton area. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, you're not that far from me, though. Okay, I have to look you up then. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. That's very interesting. I'm sorry. I'm just speechless. I got in and then speechless that you're close to me. So I have to get your info.
Okay.
Also, so let's see. Trying to figure out one of two questions. Which one? Let's do job. No, let's do love. That's getting on my nerves. I met this guy. It's going at a slower pace than I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him picking up the speed?
Okay, so we've never talked before. You're new to my show, correct?
I'm new
okay.
to your show, but I did
okay.
talk to you on Journey Show.
On
a
Journey
month
Show?
Plus ago.
Oh,
about a month
okay.
plus ago.
So here's the thing. Move on. Just move on. I get things sometimes and they just slap me in the face. This is slapping me in the face. Okay. So, yeah, this is, there are more problems than it's worth with him. Okay. There's going to be hesitation. You're going to have doubts the whole time. It's going to be hot and cold, and it's just going to drive you bananas. It's already driving you bananas.
I'm better than before. I'm just like, I'm better than before.
Mm-hmm.
He for me, and I hear what you're saying. For me, for him, he's such an old school person. It
mm-hmm.
has to
not that I'm waiting, but I am waiting for him to get his bearings, because he does have some issues that I'm helping him with. And I think once one of the issues goes away, which maybe is next week at the latest 2 weeks, that it'll help him a whole lot.
Okay. I want you to listen to what you're saying. Okay. I want you to listen to what you're saying. There are issues. He has issues. I'm helping him. Okay. You are Miss Fix It. You do not need to have a partner that you constantly need to fix and help. Okay, that's what your guides are telling me. Is you're Miss Fix It. And what happens is that the relationship does not. Relationships, depending on whatever, what time, whatever day it is, relationships are never 50-50. One person is getting more out of the relationship than the other person. Okay, but in a healthy relationship, that dynamic moves back and forth. Okay. In your situation, you give and 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 give, and then eventually you get a little.
Eventually I get what?
A little bit out of the relationship.
A little bit. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, and this has to do with people know that you fix people. People know that you're helpful. People know that you're a good person. There's nothing wrong with helping people, okay? There's nothing wrong with helping people. However, you have to have someone, you need to choose someone that is also willing to be there for you. Because you have gone it alone a lot, or have been felt like you've been dealing with a lot of stuff by yourself, even though when you're in a relationship.
He does help me in his own way of what he can do. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, like over 5
okay.
years, closer probably to
okay.
10.
Okay.
So
I know that you want this to work, and there's nothing wrong with this guy, okay? There's nothing wrong with this guy. All I'm telling you is what I'm saying. Okay.
No, I don't have a problem.
Your...
No, I like truth. No, I know. Yeah. I know it doesn't sound like I'm not respecting what you're saying.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. I just want you to be aware of the fact that there's nothing wrong with this gentleman. He's a nice guy. He is old fashioned, which is refreshing. You know, that's lovely. Okay. The thing about it is that down the road, I just see him getting judgy about some things and trying to impose his view of things on you. So that's
judgy in what type of context?
He's very, very traditional, and that's going to play a factor in your roles down the further along down the line time wise as far as he kind of likes to be in charge. Okay, the man is in charge of the household type thing. And I don't have a problem with that. I have a very traditional marriage myself. But in this particular circumstance, he's not really the best choice to be in charge on a lot of occasions. You have a cooler, more level head than he does. He can be very reactionary, which has caused him to be in some of the situations that he is currently in. Okay. It's something to think about. It's something to think about.
Well, that's why I said, because and like I said, I do respect you. It's almost like you got them switched. What you just described is me and not him. Because I literally, at this point in my life, it's like almost refreshing to just be able to say, I don't want to handle everything anymore. I don't. And only I handle stuff when you can't. So I guess worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's very interesting. But you're right in a lot of aspects. Let me say that.
Okay. Just realize that the attitude that you have right now is because you're very world weary. Okay? Because you have been shouldering an enormous amount of responsibility and a whole lot of problems, most of which were not your own, for a very long time. Okay? So you're just flat worn out.
What do you mean, not my own problems?
You are not only you deal with other people's problems as well. Okay? People come to you and want help with things. And
sure.
It could be little things and or big things. But it's not,
sure.
I mean, so you're constantly dealing with little problems that other people come to you with that, you know, frankly, they could fix themselves. But it's just easier to come to you, okay? But this has been going on for years. And you're just flat worn out. And so, you know, this person is very traditional, and there's nothing wrong with him. My thing is that you just need to be very, very careful about keeping your autonomy. Okay?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
No, you make sense because I do have to make sure you're right. You were kind of saying it a little weird or different, or I just wasn't getting it, but it's
no, that's
like,
okay. I say a lot of things weird and different, mostly just weird.
No, that's, and
that's totally fine.
It's so funny that when I say it just kind of clicked is because I keep saying to myself, because he's so traditional, he's a good guy, deal that it's just like it's one of those kind of women type things of I'll let you think you're running things but you're really not. I'm good with that because you can't and won't, but he can do it to a certain level, but then he can't. I already see that and recognize that, but it's kind of one of those women things that is like, oh, I just let my husband boyfriend think he's running everything and he really ain't. It's just how you go about doing it to make them think that they are doing stuff, but they're really not.
Absolutely. It's basically the quote from my Big Fat Greek Wedding. The man is the head of the household, but the woman is the neck, and she moves the head any way that
right.
she wants. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead because you're the help. You're the person. I need help.
In this particular situation, I'm just seeing where there can be some contention from him about that. Okay.
Okay.
So just be aware. Just be aware. I'm not liking what I see, so that's why I'm telling you. Now, you know, if he has, you know, an attitude adjustment, I mean, this is how it is right now, right at this moment, if nothing changes, okay? So if is it permanently this way? No. But what I'm seeing right now and what your guides are telling me is that he really likes to be in charge, and he can get rather testy when he's not. So just be aware, okay?
No, that I hear your warnings. I do, and I've actually noticed that one time, but I put him right back in his place. I'm a Leo, so.
Oh, honey, then I'm not worried about you, because I'm a Leo too. We have fabulous hair, and we like our own way. So.
Right. But I understand exactly what you're saying, because he did it once, and I put him right back, and I checked him without even breathing.
Okay.
And as my neighbor says, he doesn't know who he's messing with, because you're not. I'm a serious Leo. I'm just like, wrong person here, and it stopped. He got corrected very quickly, and he heeded.
Okay.
So I think he knows. He might not know all the way yet, but it's like I think he's maybe understanding. I can only go so far with this one, because he'll put me right back in my place.
Absolutely. Good. Okay. Then, just move cautiously. Okay? That's all I'm
saying. Yeah, no, I'm definitely doing that. But do you see it settling? Or is...
If you can get past this need for him to be in charge, his need to be in charge, and it doesn't become contentious, then yes. But y'all are not there yet. So there needs to be
What's
some more.
What's the passive aggressive that he plays? He's passive, then he's aggressive. He's passive, then he's aggressive. It's just...
Okay, so Leos do not understand passive aggressive. It's not in our vocabulary. We're aggressive aggressive.
No.
You know? Okay. We're aggressive aggressive.
Just tell it. What you
tell
say,
it like
what
it
you
is.
With a Leo.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And that's how we are. All right. So this passive aggressive stuff, it is just so out of left field for us. But that's how he was raised. That's how his family operates. That's how he operates. It is second nature to him. Okay. And with passive aggressive, it's a lot about coercion or making people feel guilty. Okay. And so that's how he kind of has learned to get his way through the passive aggressive stuff. And which is a complete and total foreign concept to people like us.
Oh, you're so right, and you're so funny, because he does. That is so. You've enlightened me, because he does, and then he gets checked, or I call him on it, and he straightens right back up. It's almost like I'm the person that has never put him in his place, and to get him where I really can't do that. And then what's weird for me is that the stuff that I'm helping him with, he's like, no one's ever helped me and done anything for me without asking for something in return or needing something. And I was just so baffled by that statement, because he was married before. And I'm just like, well, what the hell was your marriage? Because you're supposed to help one another. And his key word was, it's always with competition. What?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even relate to that, because I'm just like, if you're married, you're a partnership. You're strong in some areas. I'm strong in some areas. Yada, yada, yada.
Well, the
so
thing
it
about
so
it
weird.
Is that you need to realize that most marriages don't work that way. I'm married to another Leo, okay? So we have our own self-admiration society in my house, and we don't compete with each other. We're just constantly cheering each other on. But a lot, I'd be into, I'm not good with the horoscope thing. I'm the general stuff. And that's it. I am not a math person, and you've got to be a really good math person to do the all that type of stuff, and I'm not good at math. So, but what I can tell you is that Leos, because of how we're wired, a lot of times we don't expect things in return. And a lot of it has to do with the fact because we really do kind of picture ourselves as like kings and queens, and we're being very magnanimous about helping people and things like that. It's not an ego trip for us. It's just, it's what we're supposed to do. It just feels like that's what we're supposed to do. Okay. And that's what we do. We don't expect anything in return. We get a lot of pleasure out of helping people. We get taken advantage of a lot, and you have been taken advantage of a lot. But in most marriages, especially, I'm going to sound so old fashioned, but especially in modern marriages, it is very much about, well, now it's my turn to be happy, and you need to do this for me, and you've got a nice car, so I need to have a nice car, blah, blah, blah. It's tit for tat all the time. Everything has to be equal. And that's not how marriage works. A marriage is a partnership. You don't have to have two of everything. You just share what you have.
Right.
People don't do that anymore.
I guess. And I have never even been married. And it's just, I was just so baffled by that statement. And I think he's so stuck on, you're such a nice person, I like you, etc. Where's the catch? When is it going to turn?
Mm-hmm.
When are you
yeah.
going to be just like everybody else? And I'm not. I'm just who I am.
Yeah. But he needs to discover that for himself. You don't need to continually prove yourself to him.
No, I agree. And I don't. I'm doing this one thing for him, and that's it. The only pet peeve I have is right now I feel like I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't, because I'm giving it until the first of the year, where I'm trying to let him be the man, the leader, deal and say, okay, I'm coming by, or if you want to do this or stuff like that. I'm trying to kind of fall back a little bit just to see, honestly, can he do it? Will he do it? Etc. deal. So after this, I say probably mid January, December, end of January, if he truly hasn't stepped up, I'm probably out. Because usually with my MO, I don't usually give people a chance, and I don't tell them stuff. I'm just gone. So this is the first time I've actually tried more than I usually do, because my girlfriends are like, I don't even know who the hell you are right about now, because, you know, this is a new Kathy. So I'm trying. So that's my time frame.
Okay. So here's the thing. Okay. It's very obvious to me that you like this man. And it's very obvious to me that he stirred something in you that other people have not. Okay? Don't put a time limit on it, and don't make him prove himself either. Don't fall into that trap. Relationships are partnerships from the get-go. If you want, you know, the relationship to work, you both need to put the work in. I'm not saying that you're not. What I am saying is that you're setting yourself up for failure, because he's going to disappoint you somehow. He's going to get caught up in something. He's going to, you know, I talk to probably anywhere between 600 and 700 people a month. Okay. And I hear, well, they need to step up all the time. They need to step up. And in certain situations, they do. I completely understand that. Okay. But you either have a connection with this person, which you obviously do, or you don't have a connection with a person, but you've got a connection with this person. So what I'm telling you is that you have made some changes. You have changed already after meeting this person. And apparently you like the changes that you see in yourself. Okay. So, and you've never done that before. So what I'm saying is keep your guard up, but don't make him prove himself. You either accept him the way that he is and you two work on the relationship together, or you go your separate ways. In this situation that we're in now, tomorrow is not guaranteed, okay? And you are a very intelligent, very intuitive person, okay? And you do not play games, okay? Be your authentic self in this situation. How you feel about this person. You know what you want to do with this person. And you need to go forward because you're talking to this person. You have open communication with this person, which is something that you usually don't have because you're pretty distrustful yourself, and I don't blame you, okay? But in this particular situation, the more I'm talking with you, the more I'm seeing that if you can work out the details, okay?
Okay.
This could be a very good relationship for you. It's going to be work, but it is something that may be worth if you can get past his need to be in charge. This may be something, it would be a good relationship for both of you because it's going to make you both grow. It's going to make you both step out of your comfort zone. It's going to make you both grow together and improve yourselves and each other.
No, that's correct. No, I pretty much every, I didn't stop you because most of everything you said is correct. That is correct. And it's been said from him and I haven't said it to him. I'm doing things different, which is mm-hmm. so not me. And mm-hmm. that is just beyond shocking to me. And he is trying, but mm-hmm. there's no, I don't, I'm, he's, we'll just see what happens. I'm optimistically cautious, mm-hmm. Or vice versa. I think it can work. I just need, and I can't make him do it, and I know that. I realize that. I'm not even trying to. I just need him to jump probably two more hurdles, and he's there. Just accept that something good came into your life because he's so in his head right now. It's just mm-hmm. like if I could just get him out of his head, he would be fine. And
let me ask you a question. Are you a spiritual person?
Yeah.
Not religious, spiritual.
Right. That's why I had to quantify. That's well, we're on the same page. Yes. Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I hesitated.
Okay. I am all about God, but a lot of God's followers, not so much. Okay. So here's the thing. I think that you need to realize that God is moving within you. This is a God thing in both of you.
I believe you 100%. And he's actually said that. He's like, God sent me to you. Because we mm-hmm. met at my neighbor's backyard wedding, which is just, didn't even think I would be meeting anybody. I didn't even want to go. I was that huge. etc. Okay, and mm-hmm. I'm the one that initiated it. So I've said that we were brought together by faith because mm-hmm. he hasn't dated in a long time. I haven't dated in a long time. He's been burnt. I would classify his burnt higher level burnt than me. And it's mm-hmm. just like we kind of have the same story, but a different story, but it equals the same thing. And I mm-hmm. think that's where he's so afraid because it's just like, oh, my God, I met somebody. I've had a date and I want to date and I want to do this, but okay, I'm afraid. And I've even said it to him. I'm like, I am beyond scared because I've never had this feelings like this ever in my entire life for somebody in mm-hmm. this short amount of time. So it's kind of like we're both two scared chickens. But so we'll see. It's just weird.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think, I know God puts us in scary situations all the time, but you know that God gives us things for a reason. God puts us in situations for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and he says that God brought you to him, or God brought y'all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the question. Do you trust God?
Depends on what day it is. I'll just give you an honest answer.
You know what, honey? Let me tell you something. One of my favorite clients, she called me up one day, and I said, hey, how are you? I'm not going to say her name on the air because I don't have permission to, but she says, oh, Miss Holly, Jesus took the wheel and drove me into a damn ditch. You know?
For the most part, yes. this one, yes. So I'm such a Leo and I'm just such a straight shooter. this one, yes, I honestly do because there's so many funny. I'll have to talk to you offline. There's so many things of it had to be God, the universe, my guardian angel, my mother, my mm-hmm. grandmother. It had to be because I wasn't interested in dating anybody or even trying to. I could have cared less. To cared less, do not care, to I left my neighbor's wedding, came across the street, and I'm like, I think he was flirting with me, but I don't know. Maybe I had to then call my girlfriend, tell her everything, and then I was just like bent on, I'm getting his phone number from my neighbors. I just don't know how to do it. And that is so not me, and especially now, that is not mm-hmm. me. And my girlfriend was like, I don't even know who I'm talking to right about now. Because, okay.
This is definitely a God thing. I hate to cut you short. I've got 90 seconds left, so I need to make an announcement. But thank you so much for calling, because this was such a fun conversation. I loved it.
And your information, because I'll do the replay, you say your information at the beginning, right, or at the end?
Yeah, so you can also to schedule a private reading with me. You can click on the link that's in the description of the episode. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can also
perfect.
Friend
thank
me
you.
On Facebook, Good Golly Miss Holly.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, bye. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody,
bye.
For coming. Thanks, everybody, for coming tonight. I'm sorry I didn't get to everyone. I will be back on Monday. Now, Monday, we're going to have Marin with me, and we're going to be talking. The entire episode is going to be dedicated to dreams. So Monday nights from now on at 8 o'clock is going to be dedicated to dreams, and Wednesdays and Thursdays will be dedicated to readings. So if you want to give us a call, 516-387-1921. And thank you so much, everybody. And we'll see you on Monday with Marin.